Welcome to the New World Order Disorder, a weekly broadcast hosted by Dr. Gianni Hayes. Stay tuned. Things are about to get interesting.
Good evening, listeners. This is Halloween night, and it is October 31st. Ding, 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 ding. And it is a little bit past 8 o'clock p.m. here on the East Coast. And it's been a warmish kind of day, but now tonight it's a little bit more like fall, and I can't wait for fall. Hey, I want to thank all of you for your prayers for my mother. Actually, today is the first day she showed a little bit of improvement. She's not out of the woods. We're still going day by day, but it didn't get worse. So I want to thank you all for the prayers you have said for my mother. Now you're listening to The New World Order Disorder with Dr. Gianni Hayes on American Voice Radio Network, and we are heard worldwide. We are heard on FM radio stations across the country, on the Internet, the shortwave satellite. We are heard through our rebroadcasts, our podcasts, our iPods. We are also heard on the phone bridge, and you can contact us by calling the phone bridge and listening. If you don't have the capability of listening on the Internet, or you know somebody who like to listen to this show and can't get us on the Internet, they just dial 712-580-1100, 712-580-1100. The automated voice comes on and says, hello, please punch in the number, and you punch in 97524 with a pound sign. And voila, you are right on the phone listening to this show. If you have a speakerphone, put it on speakerphone, and everybody in the house can hear it, and it's like listening to the radio. There's no reason you can't listen to this show, but you can call in if you like at 1-800-433-1429. 1-800-433-1429. You know, we are live for 2 hours, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. East Coast time. Also, if you want to talk to me, but you don't want to make a phone call, or you want to talk to the guests and you don't want to make a phone call, then use the chat room. You go to www.AmericanVoiceRadio.com. At the top right-hand corner, it says chat room. And all you have to do is hit chat room. When you do that, you're going to get a browser that comes up, and it's going to say name, and you could put a fake name in there. Frank really doesn't care. You don't even have to put a password in there. And as soon as you do that, you'll be in a chat room. So get in the chat room. We always have people in there, lots of people, talking, asking questions. I try to ask my guests the questions that are in the chat room while trying to monitor the phones. And I'm doing a bunch of other things, talking in the chat room. But as you know, women can multitask. Men cannot. We know that. All right. You can also reach me by email if you like, and that is simply ndhayes at at.com. T.net, N as in Norman, D as in David, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S at ATT.net. And sometimes AT&T likes me and delivers the mail, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't even send my mail out because I was told there were several people who didn't even receive my radio announcement, but many of you did, so I don't know what AT&T is doing. I'm just really upset with them, and we don't want to go there because, you know, listeners, this has been going on for months. So I don't know if they're just watching what I'm doing or what. If you're interested in exchanging links on my website, then all you have to do is go to GianniHayes.net. And by the way, check that site out because it's a great website, and it has on there my schedule. Who's coming up on the radio programs. It has other interesting articles. And right from there, you can go to my Christian Patriot page, which is www.thenazarzine.com. Not Nazarene, Nazarzine. N-A-Z-A-R-Z-I-N-E.com. And you can also go to some of my other sites, like creative-services.biz, as well as to the site that is, I have a passion for. You hear this every week, listeners. I know, and I say it every week. And, you know, I'm a victim of a drunk driver, and I do my very best to help prevent young people and people in the workplace from drinking and doing drugs. And I do that through testing and through training and speaking, and that's at AmericanDTC.com. American D for drugs, T for testing, C for consultants.com. And as I say to you every week, and I'm going to say it to you again this week, and that is, please, if you have a cell phone, buy yourself a filter, because the radiation studies have shown that there is a huge amount of radiation that is going, microwave radiation going into cell phones, and they have studies and studies and studies, and they have case histories of people who are now showing soft cartilage tumors that start behind the ear and grow into the brain. And Frank sells those filters. I just bought six of them, and all you have to do is go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com, and it's up there, and Frank will be glad to sell them to you, and I really encourage you to do that. I'm not trying to sell them. I'm just trying to encourage you to please take care of yourself, protect yourself from radiation, and do whatever you can. I want to thank my sponsor, which is NewsWithViews.com. It's always kind of them to sponsor me, and they have some wonderful, wonderful writing at that site. And all you have to do is go to NewsWithViews.com, and as soon as you do, the page comes up, and when it comes up, the newest articles are listed right on the front page, such as Clifton Kincaid's Bush's Toilet Bowl Treaty for America, as well as Pastor Chuck Baldwin's. He's on there. D.V. Kidd is on there. Former Kansas State Trooper Greg Evanson. I write for that publication. Joan Vion does. Dr. Dennis Cuddy does. Stan Monteith, who's been on my show, writes for that program, that site as well. And the list goes on, and all you have to do is go to newswithviews.com, and you'll see a host of writers who research their materials well, and, you know, you can find anything on there because it's all archived, and I encourage you to do that. So, newswithviews.com, thank you, News with Views, for sponsoring me. All right, I want to tell you, before I introduce my guest, you know, I always have to do all this stuff in the beginning. You know that. I wanted to tell you that my next week's guest is Freeman. He's coming on. And you remember Freeman? My buddy Tex Mars told me about Freeman. And I've had Freeman on my show. And he's outrageous, but he knows a lot of things that are going on because of his ties. So I want to tell you he's coming back by popular demand. He's been on. He was on several months ago. But he's coming back, and, you know, please just tune into the show, and I think that you'll be pretty satisfied with what's going on. The week after that is, he's on for 2 weeks, is the author of The Nanny State, who talks about how we are losing our liberties because of the government is trying to oversee everything we do, as well as Tony Limbo, who is a product of priest pedophilia. And then the following week, I have Bob Dutko on. I'm going to ask Brian to co-host that with me. And the following week after that is Dr. Joy Pugh, followed by Craig Roberts, and he's been on my show many times. And all of this will be on my site. So that takes care of the business end of it. So let me tell you about my first guest. As you know, this is the Halloween show, and it's ironic because my neighbors who are Christians next to me are letting their kids trick-or-treat. And I don't celebrate that, but I can remember when my children were little, I did. Not celebrating Halloween so much, but allowing the kids to go out and trick-or-treat. But, you know, it's not a good day for quote-unquote Christians. So we're going to talk about that tonight, and we're going to talk about what are the effects of this particular holiday? How did it come to be? And what does it really represent? And if your kids are going out trick-or-treating or your grandchildren, what does that mean? Does that mean you're not a Christian? What are the ramifications of that? Additionally, we are going to talk a little bit about the 12 tribes of Israel, as well as the effects of the media on our children through Harry Potter movies and video games and a host of different things, and that encompasses Wicca and witches and evil spirits and the whole host of things. And we're also going to talk about particularly the Book of Revelation and times. So my guest is Pastor Fred R. Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R, and his site is www.c, as in Charles, B as in Bob, C as in Charles, G as in George, .org, O-R-G, C-B-C-G, .org. He has a best-selling book out. It's called Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, Which? And he goes into detail about the various holidays, particularly Halloween in the beginning, and what all of this means. How does it really compare with Christianity? Pastor Coulter attended the University of San Francisco. He graduated from San Mateo State College before graduating from Ambassador University in Pasadena with a B.A. in theology. He was an ordained minister of Jesus Christ in 1965. He pastored churches of God in the Pacific Northwest, the Mountain States, and the greater Los Angeles area and Monterey, including the Central Coast area in California. Mr. Calder completed advanced biblical and ministerial studies in 1972 to 75 under Ambassador University's master program. While completing these studies, his professor of Zakoinye, Fred, is it pronounced K-O-I-N-E, Greek, encouraged him to consider translating the books of the New Testament. After completing his formal instruction in Greek, Mr. Calder continued to expand his knowledge by undertaking a verse-by-verse study of the books of the New Testament. Imagine that, listeners, a verse-by-verse study of the books of the New Testament. And this was under using the Byzantine text. In the course of his study, he was moved to translate the gospel accounts into clear, more understandable English for contemporary readers. And the early fruit of his labor, Harmony of the Gospels in Modern English, is now in its third edition. But he has other books as well, listeners. He has one called titled Lord, What Should I Do? And it's about Christians who are confused and bewildered by the escalating spiritual and doctrinal chaos. And boy, is that not the case in Christian churches today. He has a book titled The Seven General Epistles, which is designed for an in-depth verse-by-verse study of the epistles, and a Harmony of the Gospels in Modern English, and it discusses the messages and the purpose of Jesus. He also has The Christian Passover, which is a book of about 500 pages that details the scriptural and historical truths of the Passover, both Old and New Testaments. And he has online studies for serious Bible students. So welcome, Pastor Fred Coulter.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Just fine.
Well,
just fine.
Before we get into the nitty-gritties of Halloween, you know, I have listened to your tapes and read your materials. I didn't listen to all of them, Fred, but I listened to many of them. And you were involved in another church, and I just wanted you to explain that, and I wanted you to talk a little bit about your website, and then we'll go right into Halloween.
Okay, well, fine. I'll talk first about the website. CBCG.org stands for Christian Biblical Church of God.org. Christian, meaning that we follow what Jesus teaches, not necessarily the general definition of Christian, one who believes in Christ only or has certain precepts of following Christ, but as a way of life. Biblical means that we follow the Bible, every word of God, because God says through Christ, Old Testament, New Testament, we are to live by every word of God. Church means that we are the called out ones of God for salvation, and God means that Christ, who is God, is the head of the church and no man. So that's what CBCG stands for.
Okay.
I did resign in 1978 from the Worldwide Church of God. Now, that's a long, long story, so we won't necessarily get in depth into that, but because of corruption and false doctrine and many gross sins, I resigned in 1979.
Okay.
And since then, the Worldwide Church of God virtually is non-existent, and the colleges that they had are no longer. And the way we view it is this, is that the same way that you find in the Bible, God corrects his own. And he always corrects his own before he corrects others. So being the Church of God, it was corrected for the sins and corruption that they had and misleading people, etc. So that's why I resigned, and I have been independent since then. I am currently the founder and president of the Christian Biblical Church of God.
And how old is that, Fred?
Oh, we're going on 22 years with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Headquartered here in Hollister, California.
Well, how many parishioners do you have?
Well, we have around the world. We have who are with us. We gauge this on about 2.5 times every CD or cassette we send out. So we have about 5,000 people who follow us. That's not counting our website, where we have nearly 50,000 distinct visitors a month.
Okay. Is there a physical church there?
Yes, we have churches scattered across the United States, Canada, and also we have small fellowship groups in Africa, South Africa, Australia, as well as scattered across the United States, as well as just individual people as well.
Well, it sounds like you're being kept pretty busy, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like you are, too, with everything you rehearsed there before we started.
Well, that's only part of it. I speak all over the world, so
good.
That keeps me busy. And, you know, I'm not doing it now. I'm a professor and a college department chair, but I'm not doing that now.
Okay, well.
I'm writing more than I'm doing anything.
For anyone who is listening, writing is work.
Yeah. Well, my listeners know that I didn't do it. My publishers have published 16 of my books.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah, it keeps me busy, and many of them are certainly Christian patriot in nature. I mean, they're not. I don't write sex and obscenities and things like that.
Sure. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well,
now,
I had two movie companies that had option two of my books, but they had asked me if I would reconsider and put some sex and things in it. And I said, I don't think so. So I got my options back. But let's talk about you.
That tells you where they're coming from.
Oh, I know where they're coming from. It's very sad.
Sure.
You have something special, right, for my listeners?
I have a special offer. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I have a special offer. The book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which will send at no cost. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I keep hearing little beeps and things, so I'm just wondering.
Is your phone dying?
No.
Well, it could be my phone.
Okay, whichever one. Okay, as long as we're hooked up here. And also the New Testament in its original order, which is a 900-page book. Both books I will offer to your listeners who will go to cbcg.org, and we have a special page set up for the American Voice, and you can put your name and address there, and we will send it to you at no cost. Now, this is a very generous offer, and the reason is, especially with the A New Testament in its original order, where we are next year going to publish the whole Bible in its original order, which will be the first time that that has ever been done. And we do have a number of copies left from the third printing, which we would be very happy to pass on to your listeners who would write into the website and order them.
So tell them again then, Fred, what it is that you're offering, because it's an incredible offer, really is.
Yes, well, it's probably a $60 value retail if you were to buy it retail.
And tell them the books again.
It is Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which, and the New Testament in its original order.
Yeah, that's a pretty thick book, let me tell you.
That's a two-inch thick book, 968 pages, correct.
And you're offering that free?
Yes.
Okay. I think that maybe I could put that on my website for my listeners as well,
And, yes, by all means.
You know, link to your site, and you can, listeners, go to my site, Gianni Hayes. You know how to spell that, G-I-A-N-N-I, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, .net, not .com, it's .net. I don't know any other Gianni Hayes out there, but there, I have to go with GianniHayes.net. Brian did that website. It's beautifully done, and by the way, he has the three new issues of Tyranny Chronicles up there, plus the archive one before that, so... Please go to that site, take whatever information you want, just credit the authors, and we're always looking for good writers, and thank you, Brian, for all the work you've done on that. So go to that site, and Brian's going to put that information up there so that if you want those free books, a generous offer from Pastor Coulter, then all you have to do is click on my site, and he'll link it to Pastor Coulter's site at CBCG.org.
Yes, you can have your fellow go ahead and go to our website, and he can pull over our ad there and put it on your website with a link.
Okay. I'm sure he knows how to do that, but Fred, I have to tell you, it's over my head.
Okay. We'll let them work it out. Okay, back to the topic at hand.
Yeah, I want to talk about, let's start with Halloween, because,
okay,
you know, at first I want to say this to my listeners. I don't think we give a lot of thought to how our world population is being steeped in a form of mind control through the media. And I'm talking particularly about some of the things you point out in your book, Fred. Now, you know, I happen to be a sci-fi fanatic. I love sci-fi, but I know the boundaries to sci-fi, but I only like it as an author. I mean, I look at different genres and study them. But you bring something to light in this book. And listeners, this is the book he is giving free to you. It is just an incredible book. You have got to take his offer on this, because if you don't, for something free like this, what a gift it is. And I have just been poring over the information in here. He talks about not only the holidays, but he talks about end times in it. He talks about Rome's challenge to the Protestants and the Sabbath. You've got to get the book. And then he's offering us this hugely thick study Bible. In effect, that's what it is, right, Fred?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
And, you know, you couldn't ask for something better than that. I mean, it's a very generous, God-giving gift. And I'm telling you, you can either go to Fred's site, which is www.cbcg.org, cbcg.org, or you can go to GiannHayes.net, and Brian's going to put that up there. In fact, Brian has done that, and he just sent me an email saying he did that. So you could go there and you could get it either way. And Fred's taking care of all the costs, so you couldn't ask for a nicer gift. And I think that you should do it, because the book itself, just the book on the holidays, is worth a fortune, let alone what the other book. What does that other book cost, Fred, that thick 900 pages?
The soft cover cost $39.95.
Yeah, so listen.
Yes, and so this is made possible by the Brethren of the Christian Biblical Church of God.
Well, I think that's a nice gift. I notice it's published by York Publishing Company. You know, there's one on the East Coast here in Pennsylvania. I didn't know if you were aware of that or not.
Yes, yes.
But anyways, you bring out something in a book that I marked up because I think it's a great study guide as well. And what you talk about in here are such movies as this, and you couldn't have made it any simpler. And I'm just going to kind of list them so we can keep our minds on this when we go into the discussion on the origination of Halloween, and such as Rosemary's Baby, which was 1968, Deliverance, Halloween, The Exorcist, Exorcist II, Exorcist III, the Amityville Horror, Poltergeist, The Omen, and there were actually three or four parts to The Omen, Devil's Advocate, that was the Al Pacino one, End of Days with Schwarzenegger in it, The Craft, Scream, and there were a couple of those, The Blair Witch Project, and the list just goes on and on. I mean, and don't forget the Harry Potter movies.
And the Harry Potter thing, the latest thing is that now one of the professors or the teachers of Harry Potter has come out of the closet and he's really gay. So you have all
I
of those surprises. But yeah, it was just last week.
Wow.
But anyway, what has happened
let me finish with this list, Fred, because I think it's important how this ties in. But it goes on. I mean, you go past Harry Potter and you bring us right up to date with what is going on. But what you point out, and this is something that I think many of my listeners, I think in the back of their heads they know this, Fred, but they don't realize it maybe. And that is that the video games that are out there are just as dangerous. And they have just found out Second Life. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Second Life, but it's now being used for pedophilia and other things. I mean, it's incredible, but, you know, you had Doom out there, you had The Gathering, Magic the Gathering, you have dragons and vampires and werewolves, and you bring all of this out, and I think that you've done an excellent job at saying that and then going a step further and saying in our own school system, you know, they have brought in the study of witchcraft, and you brought the idea of the witches by Ronald Dahl as one of the books that the kids are studying. Headless Cupid as another one. So what? This is bad stuff. So how did this all start?
Well, it starts, let's keep it simple. This is deception by incrementalism. And how does that come about? Well, right in the first part of the book, I have a quote by Desdrin James. And let me just read that to you, because it is an astounding quote. And
is it
really
long? Because we're going to go to break here in a minute. I don't want you to be caught in the middle of reading that.
Okay, it's a short break.
Okay.
And here's how it came about. When a well-packaged web of lies has been gradually sold to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. And that is absolutely true.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You stop and think how the government right now, which is the same tactic that's happened in religion, happened in education, happens everywhere, and that is deception by incrementalism, changing of values by incrementalism. It happens religion, government, and business. Also happens in entertainment. They introduce perversion by humor. They introduce violence by humor. And then when the senses have come to a certain point, they want more and more and more and more and more, and then gradually they introduce more of the occult, witchcraft, and all of these things, from which is reflected in some of the things concerning Halloween. But now we have a whole generation that is through the public schools and through the media and through the things that they are taught, the games that they play, and also the movies, we have a generation that is becoming more and more dedicated to Satan the devil through a cult.
Okay, that's perfect, Fred. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back. We have lots to talk about in the next hour
and
a half.
Perfect music.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, well, I have a special music that Frank's going to play here very soon. We're coming right back, listeners. Go to GianniHayes.net and order those books that Fred's talking about.
The spin and silly stuff coming out of the dominant mainstream media and gossipy news sites that aren't covering the big stories and issues of the day? Do you value credibility and accurateness from an investigative journalist? News with Views is proud to say that our writers and news items focus on the most critical issues facing this nation today. We are especially proud that our fine lineup of writers are the best in the country and are known for the accuracy of their reporting and the material contained in their columns. News with Views strives to bring you the best in news and commentaries to educate and enlighten our readers. So visit us at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Grandma used to say, "Johnny, eat your greens." She knew something about health that we've mostly forgotten. Most of us get little or no greens daily. Four Spectrum Chlorella gives 5 times the chlorophyll of any plant on Earth for cleansing inside out, and 50 times more lutein than spinach for healthy eyes. All 8 essential amino acids, over 60% high-grade protein, and numerous vitamins and minerals. The cracked cell wall absorbs toxins, even heavy metals, and flushes them out of your system. 4-Spectrum Clean Green Superfood is a whole food concentrate with no negative side effects. 100% plant-sourced dehydrated chlorella, pressed into tablets, using no binders, fillers, excipients, colorings, or other additives. 1 month supply, $35. 2 months, only $60 post-pay. Read more at 4spectrum.us. That's number 4spectrum.us. Call 903-714-7767. That's 903-714-7767. Order today.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose 1% Wednesday ahead of the Fed decision as the dollar fell to fresh lows and oil touched $94. Gold closed in New York up $7.30 to $791.70. The Fed is driving the dollar down to save the housing market, but this is just a quick fix, says Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. By cutting rates now, the Fed is bowing to Wall Street pressure despite strong growth in the last quarter. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Whether you call it commercial redemption or accept it for value, The Commerce Game Exposed is the book that will help you understand this process. The fact is, there is no lawful money in circulation. The explanation and details as to how this happened are enlightening, and the instructions concerning what one can do with this information are detailed and easy to understand. Utilizing this process is not for everyone, but learning how lawful money has been turned into commercial debt instruments should be of concern to everyone. The Commerce Game Exposed book is a good tool to learn the commercial nature of the New World Order. To order the Commerce Game Exposed, go to www.theamericanvoice.com or call 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050.
Okay, listeners, it is Dr. Johnny Hayes, and Brian gave me that little bit of music, and Frank was kind enough to play that, and we're going to do that periodically. That's kind of a neat setup for tonight. I have with me as my guest Pastor Fred R. Coulter, and we are talking about Halloween, and right before we went to break, I had asked him what is the origins of Halloween, and Fred, you were telling us that, and I want to remind my listeners, please go to GianniHayes.net or go to www.cbcg.org and get those free books that Pastor Coulter is offering. It's like a $60 value, and he's giving them out free. You couldn't ask for anything more, so please do that. Fred, so what's the origins of Halloween?
Halloween comes from ancient paganism and the worship of the mother goddess, who is also known as Gaia. And Halloween is actually the most important day of the year for witches and witchcraft, and that's why Harry Potter fits in so well with the modern day. And you see, Halloween is really being promoted now because we're turning our backs on God as a people and a nation, and we are following the dictates of Satan, the devil, and our own human nature. And people want to have experiences, and they want to contact the spiritual powers. Well, they do that through witchcraft, and there's no such thing as good witchcraft or white witchcraft, and so forth. So all the celebrations that they have and are celebrating and worshiping Satan tonight, whether they believe it or not. Now, Halloween, then, is really quite a thing. It originated, there's a lot in the book, talks about Wicca and the Satanist High Sabbat, and the Druid origin of customs. It came from Sam Haines, and on October 31st, their New Year's, they had great bonfires that they kindled, which are actually called bonfires from the name bonfires, because in those days they actually burned people to death on Halloween.
You think they still do that?
Well, whether they burned them to death or not, let me just pose a question and see if anyone can come up with the answer. Since it is alleged that many children are sacrificed on Halloween night and on other nights as well, see if you can figure this out. If you think, well, no, that doesn't happen, we wouldn't do that, okay, then answer this question. Where have all the missing children gone? Thousands and thousands and thousands of them without a trace. If you can answer that, that it's not something akin to human sacrifice, well, then fine, I'll be happy to hear it. But anyway, this is what it's all about. And the modern celebration of it leads to the commercial value of $6 billion in sales. And they actually, when you understand it, they sell more candy for Halloween than they do on Valentine's Day.
I heard that.
which is also a pagan holiday. And two-thirds of adults celebrate Halloween. As a matter of fact, I went into the bank today, and everyone is all dressed up and everyone, everything for Halloween. But why do they do this? See, it's not of God. Never came from God. Never was in the Bible, and anyone who's supposed to be a Christian authority who approves of it is telling you a lie. And I document the history of how it came into the Orthodox Church and how it became a holy day within the Catholic Church, etc. But what this leads to is you have to ask the question, where does this lead to? This leads to the occult, which then is Satanism, which comes out witchcraft, magic, and occult is really a substitute for biblical or spiritual power from God. So occult manifests itself in different forms of worship called divination, trying to divine the spirits. As a matter of fact, there was a report on the news the other day that Shirley MacLaine taught a man told a man to go see this seance because this man taught her how to communicate with trees. And so this is a divination. And then you have augury, which is a form of divination, which then is like casting lots and looking at livers and things like this. And then you have necromancy, which then is dealing with familiar spirits. And there are demon spirits. Satan is the great deceiver of the whole world. It says he's deceived the whole world. So this is all a part of it. And Satan doesn't come and say, listen, I'm evil. I am against God. He doesn't say that. He says, oh, let's have some fun. He says, oh, let's look at it this way. He says, oh, God doesn't mean what he says there. But God has an awful lot to say concerning these kind of activities and forbids people to do them. Let me just read you a little something from Deuteronomy 18. And it's almost, it is very interesting that you see so many religions say, well, everything in the Old Testament has been fulfilled or done away, etc. Well, that's another whole story. But anyway, here's what God says. So if you believe what I just said there, then you become subject to some of these practices. Now, these all are evidenced in the different religions of the world, called the heathen religions of the world. You find these things in Buddhism, Hinduism. You find them in Voodooism, certain things of Catholicism, and so forth. Now, God says, Deuteronomy 18, verse 10, there shall not be found among any one that makes his son or daughter to pass through the fire, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. Today it's not the fire, today it's abortion, and abortion is the greatest problem that we have in America that is causing all the political, economic problems that we have today. Or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. So if anyone believes in the Word of God, then they would not do this. See, the Bible is a whole. You need the Old Testament and the New Testament, and the New Testament is an extension of the Old Testament. I was surprised even last night to hear Ann Coulter say that in her argument that she had with Alan Combs on Hannity and Combs. Mm-hmm. And you see, people get upset with those things because they have opinions. And they believe things which are not true. And so we find ourselves in a terrible proposition today in religion, in economics, in government, and it seems as though we're being assaulted on every side in these things, and the reason is because we've turned our back on God.
Well, see, I agree with that, and, you know, I think God has left us. I think he was with America, and I think he has left us. I think he is so upset with what we have done to his name, his word. Because, you know, we are told don't add, don't delete, don't change, don't distort, don't transform those words. And,
that's right.
You know, we have done all of these things, and unfortunately, I think he's abandoned us. The problem with that, of course, Fred, is that if he has done that, what about the Christians who still strongly believe in him?
Have to ask the question, how strongly do they believe in him? Because, you see, there are a lot of people who believe in God, but are they converted? There are a lot of people who attend church on Sunday, and you see, when you even read where the origin of Sunday began, that's why I have in the New Testament Rome's Challenge to the Protestant, where Cardinal Gibbons wrote back before the turn of the last century that you can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you cannot find one word of changing from Sabbath to Sunday. Everywhere the Bible teaches the Sabbath, yet ministers will stand up in a pulpit and say, well, I know it's the first day of the week. See?
Mm-hmm.
So that is the, as the Bible explains, what we could call a little leaven or a little sin that gradually expands into a greater and greater and greater problem. See? And it comes incrementally. And then you end up with a complete reverse.
Yeah.
Black is white, white is black.
All right.
And then is fulfilled what Isaiah says. Because here's what's happening. And this is a prophecy of today. Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. And that is this. They exalt themselves above the Word of God by saying, well, the Word of God, it really is not the Word of God. And I think it should be this way, or I think it should be that way. You see, when the Bible says the Word of God is God breathed. So if God is perfect, which he is, and if God is righteous, which he is, why would you want to get rid of any part of the Word of God? And if there are any changes to be done between the Old Testament and the New Testament, God made it abundantly clear what those are. So here's where we are with it. See?
All right.
Says,
go ahead. Finish what you're going to say, and I'll ask you some questions.
Which justify the wicked for reward. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Congress. Sounds like churches. You know, evangelists preaching for $10,000 minimum. And take away the righteousness of the righteous from him by saying, well, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that. Now, here's what's going to be down in the future. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so shall their root be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens.
Now, so if God has abandoned the United States, has he abandoned the United States because the United States is Babylon, or has he abandoned all the Christians who truly do believe in him and who truly are Christians?
That's a good question. Number one, no, we're not Babylon. See, we are actually the modern-day descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel and received the blessings of God. And now that we have done what is here, and as Hosea says, we've rejected God. God says he'll reject us, which is what is happening now. And he will reject our children, which is what is happening now. Okay? Now, I would like to tie the costumes that they're currently pushing upon young girls today for Halloween, which was covered recently on television, which is this. They dress them up like hookers and whores. And it's quite interesting how this is a result of degeneration toward young girls and women. That's why we have the problem of birth control pills for sixth graders, seventh graders, you see. And it comes down to this, and here's a principle in the Bible that is so important, and it gets to the thing concerning abortion, because nothing, I guarantee you on the Word of God, that nothing is going to change in America until there is a vast, I mean with everyone, repentance for abortion. Because they are killing.
Well, okay, let's take this a step farther. If that's the case, that God is not going to return to our country until we shape up as a country and we stop killing innocent lives, then I guess that the question then becomes this. Is this going to happen before end times, or is America going to be ended before end times? In other words, is America going to be an end time prophecy, or is it not? If it's not going to be an end-time prophecy, then perhaps God is never going to come back to the United States.
Well, yes. America is involved in the end-time prophecies, and you can read that. And I gave 5 sermons on it, and I entitled it The Late Great UK and the USA, based on the book The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi.
Yes, Jerome has been on my show many times.
Yes. And when I say return to God, that means a wholehearted repentance. But let's examine what has happened. Let's go back and look at the feminist movement from the beginning, and you know that it is degenerated into a terrible, terrible thing. And here's a principle in the Bible, Leviticus 19 and verse 29. Leviticus 19:29, it says, "Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore." Now, when I read that, I want you to think about how the young girls dress, all of the music, all of the, think of their models that they, of behavior that they have today with the two famous ones, Paris Hilton and, what's her name, Brittany.
Okay.
And, yeah. Okay. Now here's what happens. So think about this, because with taking away all taboo from any kind of sex and reducing the age lower and lower and lower and lower, what do we have today? 50% of the women and 55% of the men commit adultery. That's to say nothing of being hooked on porn. Now, here's what happens, and think about this. Lest the land fall into whoredoms and the land become full of wickedness. Now, does that describe America today?
Yes. Yeah, so where does all of this tie in then with end times and the whole idea that America has been vacated by God at this point?
Okay, well, people need to read, because you see, we're modern day Israel. They need to read Deuteronomy 28. Now, I read an interesting article by a Christian Jew rabbi who was writing to Jewish people, and he told the Jewish people he wanted them to remember that all the promises of God are sure. However, remember, half of them are blessings for obedience, and half of them are cursings for disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Now stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
Where has Protestantism led America? Now, they do hold certain Christian values today, but they say you don't have to keep the Sabbath, don't have to keep the holy days. Yes, you can keep Halloween. Yes, you can keep Christmas. Yes, you can keep all these pagan holidays. That's wonderful, 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 wonderful. God says throughout his word, no, it's not wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so God has put us in the best land, the finest land, poured out blessings upon us in our cities, in our countries, in everything that we do. We were, up until 1982, the most wealthy nation in the world. And now we're living on a false wealth of borrowed credit because we've turned our backs on God. We've kicked God out of our schools. We've kicked God out of our government. We've kicked God out of our homes. We've kicked God out of being able to even teach in school. Our secretary's little boy, Noah, wanted to take his Bible to school and show the classmates, and he was not allowed to do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's where we are with this. So God penalizes because of it.
Well, I believe that's true. I mean, my goodness, when the Israelites were wandering for 40 years in the wilderness and didn't listen to him when he said to go up there, and remember when Joshua and Caleb went out to scout?
Yes.
And he said, you go up there and conquer them.
Are you there? Okay, let me elaborate just a little further on this. When you read Deuteronomy 28, God lays it out very clear. He says that if you will listen, hearken diligently and obey my voice, keep all my commandments as I command you, then the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. That's where America has been, correct? And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now let me stop here and just mention something that's very simple. Let me tell you the simplicity of the Bible. The way of God is obey my voice. That's what the whole Bible is about. Obeying the voice of God, and what you have in the Bible is the voice of God recorded for you or a transcript of what God has given.
Okay.
The way of man is this way. God, you must obey my voice. I will tell you what I will accept. I will tell you what I believe, and I will take what commandments I believe are good for me, and the others I'll cast aside.
All right.
And so that's called the way of Cain. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what I want to talk about, I don't want to really change the subject. I want to come back to to Israel, and then I want to discuss the idea of Wicca and Satanism that's going on right now. But first, let me get a clarification on something.
Yes.
The Israelites, we understand that they went to Cana and you know, they settled there. And the Edomites had their own land, who are still there in their land. Now, there's this war going on between them. At the same token, many of those who are Edomites, the Palestinians, believe that the Israelites there are not truly the Jews, or that the Israelites in the United States are truly the Jews, or the Jews aren't truly the Israelites. Maybe I should put it that way.
I think otherwise, but I want to ask you this question because it's an issue that does come up, and it all works into what we're going to talk about tonight, and that the whole idea of the 12 tribes and where we are today and where the Jews are today and what's going on. And I don't, you know, go for Jew bashing or anything like that. I just want to know what is your perspective on that, Fred?
Okay. Let's ask a question here.
Well, first we're going to break, I think, so...
They're going to break. Okay, good place for a break.
Hold on, listeners. We're coming right back.
Okay.
Spin and silly stuff coming out of the dominant mainstream media and gossipy news sites that aren't covering the big stories and issues of the day? Do you value credibility and accurateness from an investigative journalist? News with Views is proud to say that our writers and news items focus on the most critical issues facing this nation today. We are especially proud that our fine lineup of writers are the best in the country and are known for the accuracy of their reporting and the material contained in their columns. News with Views strives to bring you the best in news and commentaries to educate and enlighten our readers. So visit us at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Whether using your cell or cordless phone for business or staying in touch with family, your radiation exposure due to phone use is increasing. Use the Wave Shield, developed for ultimate radiation protection. The Wave Shield blocks, reduces, and deflects up to 97% of the radiation from entering the soft tissue of your ear. The Wave Shield is proven and tested to block radiation without affecting reception. It makes a great father's Day gift. Order your Wave Shield today for only $25, which includes priority shipping with delivery confirmation. Send $25 today to Frank Steffan, that's Steffan, at 6500 Shadow Glen Drive, Eagle Point, Oregon, 924. That's Frank Steffan, 6500 Shadow Glen Drive, Eagle Point, Oregon, 97524.
Want to know if your kids are experimenting or abusing drugs and alcohol? Then test them. American Drug Testing Consultants offers all types of in-home drug testing kits. Our most popular is the Parents Program, which contains an alcohol swab, a detailed manual on everything you want to know about drugs, a family pledge, a 24-hour phone helpline, and other literature. The included drug test detects for amphetamine, methamphetamine, THC, opiates, barbiturates, benzodiazepines, PCP, methadone, ecstasy. Results are given in the privacy of your home in 5 minutes. You can also buy the 10-panel drug test separately from the entire kit. Contact American Drug Testing Consultants at 410-543-0448 or go to AmericanDTC.com. That's AmericanDTC.com or email info@AmericanDTC.com. We ship globally.